This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many in the St. Louis region drive by a big redevelopment project along I-64 every day. Roughly 100 years ago, the city foundry in Midtown was home to City Electric Company, which made motors and generators. Now it's the site of a $220 million redevelopment across from IKEA that will eventually include a dining hall, movie theater, and grocery store. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt recently toured the job site with lead developer Steve Smith. He's been part of other high-profile projects in St. Louis, including the On God Arts Hotel and Pacific Park Apartments.
How does this rate for your entire career? Can you rank projects like this, or where does it fit in?
You know, it's like children. Do you have children? I mean, I love them all. So I would say my most exciting project is the most recent one, and that's what this is right now.
So I got you at the right time.
There you go. I think people in the region are going to come here and just be delighted and just look upon it in wonderment. But then I also think people are going to come to St. Louis from other parts of the region, you know, the three-hour drive, if you will. They're going to come for a ball game or to the Arch or to the zoo, and then they're going to stop here and think, man, St. Louis has got some great stuff happening.
So we just drove in somewhere. Tell me where we are. Describe what it is now and what it'll soon be.
Yeah, so this was the original foundry. In this physical place where we're standing right now is where they cast originally electric motor casings and more recently the brake rotors. So they made things. They literally melted metal, poured them into a mold, and that's made things. This now is going to be where we're going to make food. This is the core of our food hall.
What's been the reaction among the restaurant community in St. Louis?
It took a little while for some of the local restaurateurs to understand what that really is, because we don't have anything in St. Louis comparable to it. We actually brought in some people from other parts of the country who are doing food halls in Dallas, Atlanta, Denver, to kind of explain how it works from a business standpoint. And once we got started, it has taken off.
So this building, this property, stood idle for a decade, if not longer. What attracted you to it?
What I thought was interesting is taking a authentic, original industrial building and repurposing it for a completely different use. To me, that's innovation around design, and we are in the core of St. Louis's innovation community. And so the idea of being innovative in how we use physical space as an architect and a real estate developer is what really attracted me to it. So what we've tried to do here is save everything we could about the old manufacturing process. So as you look around, you see these big vents for the kiln where they melted things. A lot of the rail systems where they moved product around when it was a foundry all remains. We have these rolling cranes over here. We have hoppers over here.
As you have gone through this process, what are some of the surprising things you've discovered, encountered, run into?
So I bought this in December of 2015. For 2 years, there were all these pits. Now they're poured in with concrete that had water in them. And the water came up to the top. So you didn't know, is it a foot deep or is it 15 foot deep? Well, it turned out it was 15 foot deep. These pits were all filled with water and we didn't know what was underneath them. We didn't know what we'd find. Would there be bodies down there? Well, 2 years later, November, over Thanksgiving, actually, my son was in from out of town, and we had finally drained one of the pits over here, and we discovered a tunnel. And that tunnel goes about the length of a football field underneath the project. And so that's going to be our speakeasy.
When you think about the scope of this, what goes through your mind?
Well, this is part of a broader movement that's happening in the central quarter of St. Louis. I mean, we're right next to IKEA. We're right next to Cortex. We're close to what's happening at St. Louis University. We're close to the new SLU Hospital. We sit in the middle of all that, so I couldn't be more excited and more optimistic about what's happening in the broad central corridor and very much specifically with what's happening here at City Foundry.
That's Lawrence Group CEO Steve Smith speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about his company's City Foundry redevelopment. The first phase of the project should open next year. You can see photographs of the project on our website, stlpublicradio.org.